Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to De'Longhi conference call. The CEO, Mr. Fabio De'Longhi, and the investor relator, Mr. Fabrizio Micheli, will present you 2009 third quarter consolidated results. A question and answer session will follow the presentation. Now, I hand you over to Mr. Fabio De'Longhi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Fabio De'Longhi on third quarterly results. The De'Longhi Group results for the third quarter are in line with corporate expectations and are showing a decline for the third quarter of 7.4% versus years before, and of 11% versus the 9 months ending September 2009 versus year before. In terms of EBITDA, the quarter is showing a decline from 44 million to 37 million for the third quarter, and up to date, the EBITDA is declining in the 9 months from 107 million to 85 million before non-recurring items. In terms of results, we want to highlight the performance in the net financial position, which is showing an improvement, or let's say a decline of the debt from last year of approximately 178 million, bringing the debt level, now the net financial position, to 237.5 million. The group has continued to operate in a difficult market. Both divisions had declining markets, but at different pace. Household is working in an environment where we expect the market decline to continue to be around 5%-10%, while professional is competing in a market that is expected to continue to decline and is declining as of now at a rate between 25%-30%. Overall, the two divisions have performed in line, if not better, than competitors in the current market conditions. More in detail, for the 9 months, household division has a decline of approximately 8% from 760 million to 700 million, and EBITDA before non-recurring items is down from 80 million to 73 million. The EBITDA margin is pretty much aligned with the year before at about 10.5%. On the contrary, professional is showing a sharper decline from 305 million to 239 million, with a decline of 21%. EBITDA has been quite heavily impacted and is going down from 31 million to 18 million, and the EBITDA margin is down 3%, from 10% to around 7.6%. Also, corporate costs are higher than year before due to the change in perimeter of consolidation, where last year the company still had some real estate assets which have been sold and now are rented, and the cost of the rentals are allocated under corporate expenses, where there is a negative contribution of EBITDA for the corporate cost up from 3.8 million last year to 6.5 million, but in line with expectations for the group. Taking a look at the details of the quarter, the progression of sales for the quarter are showing some slight signs of improvements, particularly for household, where sales declined only 3.8%, down from 260 million to 255 million, and EBITDA is slightly down from 34 million to 31.6 million, but again aligned at approximately 12.5% in terms of EBITDA margin. While for professional, the decline slightly better, but still quite sharp, with a decline of 17% on the top line, which is now down to 83 million, and the EBITDA is now at 6.7 from 11.5 million the year before, and the EBITDA margin is down approximately 3% in line with the former 6 months. Financially, we have a good performance due to an excellent management of working capital. Now the working capital has declined in the 12 months from 445 million to 348 million, with an improvement very close to 100 million. And the benefit has been passed into the financial, totally passed in the financial position, which also benefited from the sale of the real estate assets of Gamma for slightly less than 70 million, which occurred in the last quarter 2008. We believe that well, the performance for the more in details for household division, we want to highlight a great variety of impacts determining the EBITDA performance. We had a very strong negative effect of exchange rates, which were almost totally offset by a great saving on the prices and cost of raw materials. And also we want to highlight a positive mix on products, which and the effects of all of the three were able to offset the great decrease in the volumes. While for professional, we don't have much impact on exchange rates, and there was a negative impact of volumes, which has been in great part completely transferred to EBITDA, despite some extraordinary measures like CIG in the factories, but just this measure were able only to partially offset the decline of the gross margin. In terms of performance by brand, in the household division, we want to highlight a better than average performance of the De'Longhi brand with coffee makers and Kenwood brand, particularly with food preparation, where the group is still maintaining or increasing its market shares, while Ariete, the low-end brand of the group, is performing below average, with also air conditioning, ironing, and floor care underperforming the other product lines. For professional, we want to highlight that the three brands, RC, Clima Veneta, and the De'Longhi radiators, have performed in a very similar way, maybe with a tougher performance in terms of profitability for the radiator business and a slightly better performance in terms of EBITDA of the air conditioning products. Also very tough on professional has been the performance of the wall-mounted air conditioners, which performed very poorly in domestic market and also internationally. In terms of outlook, we think that we should expect an improvement of the market conditions. Not exactly a positive sign, but we expect the market to continue to decline at a lower rate, and therefore we expect the future quarters to be more aligned with the performance of the third quarter rather than the first half of 2009 for the De'Longhi Group. with a pattern which can be similar to the ones already shown by each single division in its area of competence. We have no more comments. I would like to open the Q&A session.
The Q&A session is now open. You can register for your question pressing star followed by one. First question is from Mr. Claudio Giacomiello from Banca Akros. Mr. Giacomiello, please your question.
Yes, good afternoon. Please, could you remind us what are the final guidance for 2009 in terms of revenues and EBITDA or EBIT, if you want? And do you see, so given the paramount importance of Q4 for your numbers, can you give us also a qualitative view on what you expect for the selling, the sell-in and sell-out for that period? Thank you.
So in terms of revenues, we expect for the group a decrease in sales between 8 and 10%, with household close to minus 5 and professional down around 20+%. In terms of EBITDA, we think that EBITDA should be down, the EBITDA margin down versus year before, between 50 and 100 basis points, due to the lower volumes and the leveraging effects on the fixed costs. Also, we want to highlight that EBITDA this year is impacted by 6 million increase in operational costs due to the rent versus depreciation the year before, following the sale of real estate assets that have been largely disclosed and discussed last year and along the year. In terms of sell-in, sell-out, I think that we always said that the visibility is not very long. However, sales in the first 40 days of the quarter, of the fourth quarter, are showing that there is still a decline, so less in taking of orders, less sales, but at a pace that is slightly better than the 9 months and closer to the result that we have in the third quarter. So expectation is for having a decline closer to 7% rather than the 10+% decline we had in the first half.
Thank you.
There are no questions at the moment. Next question is from Mr. Alessandro Falcioni from UniCredit. Mr. Falcioni, your question, please.
Yes, good afternoon. The question is regarding 2010. Understood that you are seeing weak markets and the visibility is low, but you know, what do you envisage top line in terms of you know, potentially seeing a year that's better than 2009 in 2010, and if so, you know, do you have any sensitivity on you know, how much margin improvement could be, given that you've done a lot of cost cutting, and that possibly, and you've got a lot of new products, so mix is improving, and that possibly A little bit of operating leverage could help you. So if we think, let's make some hypotheses, if you could, to let us get a feel of the potential EBITDA margin improvement next year.
In terms of, we don't feel really very comfortable in giving guidelines for 2010. We think that for sure, we think that the first hit of the crisis has already happened, and now we believe that we should expect some slow recovery. So this would lead us into believing that we could expect at a certain point of time going back to growth, maybe between 3% and 5%, so at a pace that is lower than the original, the traditional De'Longhi pace in the last years before the crisis. However, we don't feel comfortable with the recovery taking place in 2010. We are not very comfortable because we believe that there might be another tail of the crisis due to the raising unemployment rates in Europe. And we are not macro economic experts, and we before can't really figure out what's going to really impact our market, what are going to be the impacts in terms of potential recovery in 2010. We believe that there will be a recovery. Once that recovery will start over again, we think we can go back to growth between 3 and 5% in the future years. And but if the recovery should start in 2010 or 2011, this is something that we don't really understand yet. Although we are now probably a little bit more positive than before, so we probably our expectation is probably for maybe some sign of a recovery even in 2010. In terms of overall top line and profitability, we think that having said that, we should expect probably either between a flat or a slight growth. If I really to try to give some new guidance, flat or growth, where we were going to work very, very aggressively in making the company more efficient and reducing the costs, the fixed costs, and also the cost of goods sold, the components, the products in general. What we also want to outline is that we believe that we have a very strong product pipeline. I think that we are now in the process of launching the strongest product ever for De'Longhi. We have the most compact super automatic espresso maker making instant coffee and cappuccino, espresso and cappuccino instantaneously, thanks to De'Longhi patents. And also we're launching a complete new generation of Kenwood stand mixers, which are now including the cooking function, which is a completely breakthrough innovation for the food preparation industry. And also we're launching new food processors in the high end and hand blenders, which is the largest market segment in food preparation, and where Kenwood was barely present, and now is introducing an innovative blender, a hand blender with three blades. It is the only tri-blade blender in the market versus the rest of the market, which is two blades, proving better performance, where we have a very high expectation. So we believe that the pipeline is strong. We have maintained a good level of advertising on our corp and promotion on our key products. And therefore, we believe that we should again compete very well in the market, and we are pursuing growth at least in the market shares.
Okay, and so with if with that 0 to 3% growth, and given the new products and cost reduction you have in place or in plan, what could be a feasible EBITDA margin improvement, would you say?
Well, traditionally we have a leverage where with a 3% increase in sales, we should be able to have an improvement in EBITDA approximately 6 to 9%, provided that the margin will stay aligned with this year margins. We have to understand also what is going to be the competitive pressure in the market and some other dynamics that might happen in the marketplace.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Dino Catena from Equita SIM. Mr. Catena, your question, please.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. A couple of questions, if I may. Well, the first one, you touched the point of competition. Do you mind to give us some color about the competition environment, especially for coffee makers?
Well, the competitive environment in coffee makers is has changed. I think that it is it has to be noted that the key players used to be 2 years ago with Saeco and Jura. De'Longhi was a newcomer in coffee makers, and now there are new players coming in the marketplace. One is Bosch, and the other one is Philips. But well, Philips is entering the market through the acquisition of Saeco. So now I think that there will be more competition. For sure, we will see more competition. Also, we have to note that the market, we used to be a market of traditional coffee makers, now it's becoming more and more a market of super automatic coffee makers and capsule systems. And in this perspective, I have to say that De'Longhi, having a strong heritage on traditional coffee makers, becoming lately the world leader in super automatic coffee makers, and thanks to also the venture with Nespresso in the capsule market, is the most, let's say, the company probably with the strongest position in coffee makers, and despite the growing attention and the growing competition in this business segment, we believe that because of the brand, because of the product line, because of the ventures and the know-how, we are very well posted for continue to maintain or grow our position over the next years.
Okay. Well, a second point, I was wondering at your financial charges. It seems to me they were particularly low in the quarter, at about 5 million. Did you have, any positive contribution from currencies there?
In the quarter, I probably have to say that the improvement on the financial charges is due to the very low debt. We have reduced the debt thanks to the good management of the working capital and also due to the very low interest rates. So the combination of the two has been very, very positive and is the cause the main cause of the reduction of the debt. Although we have to outline that in the specific quarter, last year there's been a negative impact of exchange rates for 3 million, and this year we had a positive impact of certain exchange rates for 2 million.
Okay, but also looking at, you know, the second quarter and the first one, it seems to me, you know, that 5 million is a very low level, but, you know, you explained to me why it's so low, actually.
It's low because the cost of money is lower.
Yeah.
We have also a lower mass of debt, and the combination of the two is delivering this performance. To give you an indication, last year, the cost of money for the group in the 9 months, the average cost was 5.43, and this year is 2.29. So we have 3 points improvement on the cost of money. Plus, the debt is going down average for the from 414 in the 9 months last year to 293 average in the 9 months of this year, so it's down approximately 125 million in the average. So the combination of the lower mass of debt and the low cost of money together, plus some positive on certain exchange rates, mainly the ruble in the last 3 months. And last year, I don't have a detail of which currency had a negative impact. We traditionally hedge all our position with a few exceptions of, let's say, the smaller and the most the less impactful currencies like ruble or others. And this year, in the quarter, we had a positive contribution for 2 million.
Okay, and finally, have you already hedged any, you know, of your currency needs for 2010?
Well, we traditionally, as a company, we want to protect our mid-term position, and we have started to hedge our positions.
Okay, around this level.
Sorry?
Around this level, euro-dollar exchange rate.
Yes, at approximately 147 million. Sorry, 147 exchange rate euro-dollar.
Yeah.
147 for approximately $200 million.
You have already hedged $200 million?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you very much. Well, thank you. Very helpful.
Next question comes from Mr. Luca Bacoccoli from Banca IMI. Mr. Bacoccoli, your question, please.
Hi, good afternoon. Just some question for you. One follow-up on the net financial charges. So excluding the impact of Forex in the last quarter of this year, we can easily assume the same amount of net financial charges also for the remainder part of the year.
Yes. I think that is absolutely a correct assumption.
Okay. The second one is regarding the extraordinaries. Do you expect some other negative items on that cost line, or what we have seen in 9 months is everything?
In the next quarter?
Yeah.
Well, I think that to this purpose, we should expect some further non-recurring items, which we cannot comment on at the time being. But we are working on some cost-cutting actions, and we will comment on when the plans will be finalized and approved.
Okay. The other one regards your net debt. The cash generation was quite huge so far. If you can give us an idea on the net debt for the final year, a sort of indication, taking into account that usually in the fourth quarter you generate lots of cash.
Yes, I think that we have to be realistic. I think that we have done a very good job in managing working capital, and we have an anticipation of some traditional cash flow that happens in the fourth quarter. So we believe that there is still room for improvement of the net financial position. We cannot expect in the fourth quarter to have a cash generation in line with the fourth quarter last year, because a part of it already happened. But we believe that our goal is to break the 200 million wall and to go below 200 million in debt.
Okay. And my last question regards your product pipeline. You mentioned lots of product, new products in the market. If you can give us an idea on how orders are doing so far.
Orders are, sales are not brilliant. I mean, not very strong. We think we are pleased with the performance of our brands and the group because we understand the market condition where we operate. But we expect still a negative growth for the last quarter. Although the decline said would be at a lower rate than in the first half and more aligned with the third quarter. So we should expect a decline pretty much in line with the third quarter. The order intaking is aligned with this picture that I'm trying to describe.
Okay, thank you.
There are no more questions. I confirm there are no further questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, you understand there are no more questions, and before we thank you for attending the call, and we hear you at the next quarterly report from De'Longhi.
The conference call is over. Thank you for calling.